Australian researchers may have found the first step to stopping a strain of gonorrhea that's resistant to antibiotics. Cases of gonorrhea have risen by 63% in Australia in the last 5 years. But a team from Monash University says it now understands how the infection evades the immune system, and that's opened the door to potential treatments. Stephanie Zillman reports.
Gonorrhea is a disease that's becoming resistant to the known antibiotics, but researchers say they've discovered a major clue that could disarm this emerging superbug. Dr. Thomas Nadara is part of the research team at Monash University's Biomedicine Discovery Institute.
So what we discovered is that these bacteria secrete these little packages of their cell wall, and these immune cells think these are just the bacteria and they try to attack. But the immune cells are unable to destroy these little vesicles, and in turn these vesicles accumulate in the immune cell and in turn then kill the immune cell in the process.
Dr. Nadara believes the next steps should focus on how to boost the immune cell's response so that the cells can't be killed by the gonococcus bacteria.
We discovered the fundamental process, how the bacteria prevent immune cells to kill the bacteria in the first place. But we also discovered that we can prevent the immune cells from dying, and that we can perhaps utilize already available medicine to do that.
Worldwide, every year, there are around 100 million cases of gonorrhea. It's also rapidly increased in Australia, and there are now around 20,000 cases. Dr. Michael Gannon, the president of the Australian Medical Association.
We are seeing more and more instances of people getting extremely sick or even dying from infections that are resistant to the 4 or 5 known different classes of antibiotics.
The AMA says gonorrhea, coupled with the outbreak of syphilis, is worst in the Indigenous communities of Central Australia. Dr. Michael Gannon says the explosion in these preventable diseases is proof that Australia desperately needs a National Centre for Disease Control to coordinate a sophisticated public health campaign.
Now, I've had these conversations in the past with Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy, with Health Minister Greg Hunt. They have thus far rejected the AMA's calls for this coordinated action.
National ad campaigns like the infamous 1987 HIV/AIDS Grim Reaper were very successful in raising awareness of safe sex.
It could kill more Australians than World War II. If you have sex, have just one safe partner, or always use condoms.
Dr. Gannon says viral campaigns like that, but designed for the modern age, need to make a comeback.
At the beginning of the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the 1980s, we saw some very hard-hitting messaging about safer sexual practices. I have little doubt that over the subsequent 30 years, some of those messages have failed to be heeded. So we need coordinated preventative campaigns. We need investment in health promotion activities. What we're doing at the moment is failing.
The president of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Michael Gannon, ending that report by Stephanie Zillman.